everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Well, I have a racket. I don't have any balls. So it looks like I'm not quite ready to play tennis, but maybe later I'll be able to find some balls. Wait, hold on for just a moment. Is tennis the only sport that you can play with a racket? Of course not. Yesterday, we learned about racquetball. And today, we have a few more sports to learn about. Today's lesson is called Just a Ball and Some Walls. I have a racket and no balls, but there are walls around here. Today, we're going to learn about squash and American handball. So friends, open up your magazines, and if you have a racket, you can get that too. Well, anyway, let's get started. Come with me.
Just a ball and some walls. Squash. Though the game looks similar to racquetball while being played, squash has very different requirements. The racket will have a longer handle, and the ball will be smaller and less bouncy. The back half of the court is divided into two areas, each containing a service box. You must serve to the wall from one box, bouncing the ball into the receiver's area. But you must also aim above the front wall service line and below a top boundary. A low metal board called the tin is also a boundary for returns.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 squash 这个名词。Squash 是指壁球。例如 squash is a very intense sport which requires quick reflexes and a lot of energy. 壁球是一种非常激烈的运动需要有好的反应力跟很多的精力。或者是 Jason plays squash 3 times a week in a school gym with his buddy.Jason 在一所学校的运动馆和他的好朋友一周玩3次壁球。Squash 也可以当动词，意思是使压扁或者是挤扁。例如 Felix took a banana in his school bag, but it got squashed by the weight of his books. Felix 带了一根香蕉放在书包里，但是香蕉被书的重量给压扁了。接下来我们看的是 bouncy 这个形容词。Bouncy 是指有弹性的或者是弹性好的。例如 the basketball needs to be pumped up again, it's not bouncy enough. 这个篮球需要再重启，它已经不够有弹性了。或者是 the bouncy floor mats in the play area can protect kids from getting hurt. 游戏区里面有弹性的地垫可以保护孩子们不会受伤。它的动词是 bounce, B-O-U-N-C-E. 例如 the ball bounced off the wall and hit a girl.这个球从墙上反弹回来打到一个女孩。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, friends, are you ready to begin learning about squash? Rebecca, have you ever played squash?
No, never.
You know what? It's kind of a fun sport.
Is it?
Yeah, I've only played like 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
But it's really good exercise. That's a really fast sport.Yeah, so I would suggest that maybe you come out with me and my friends sometime. We can, you know, play some squash.
Well, you just let me know when you and your friends are going to go play squash.
Okay.
And then maybe I can work it into my schedule.
All right.
When was the last time you went to play?
A couple years ago. But let's begin learning about squash now.
Got it.
Interesting question. We read, though the game looks similar to racquetball while being played, squash has very different requirements. And before we continue learning about this racket and the ball, let's take a look at the word requirement.
What is a requirement? Well, I'm glad you asked. A requirement is just something...you must do, or something that needs to be done.
Yeah, so when it comes to different sports or activities people might ask, what do we need for this? Or in other words, what are the requirements for this activity? For basketball, the requirements are a net, a basket, and some friends to play with.
Yes, got to make sure you have those friends. Very important. Well, we continue on. The racket will have a longer handle, and the ball will be smaller and less bouncy. There's that word I mentioned yesterday, bouncy. But let's talk about this other word in our lesson, and that is handle. If something has a handle, that is just the part of the object that is designed for holding, moving, or carrying things around.
And so, yes, the squash racket does have a longer handle than the racquetball racket. So what else has a handle? Well, of course, rackets for racket sports have handles, but also some doors have handles. Mm-hmm. Some doors have door knobs that are round, but others have something you can hold onto and pull or push, like a handle.
Yes, absolutely. Well, back to this game of squash. We read, the back half of the court is divided into two areas, each containing a service box. So does that mean that people alternate or take turns serving the ball?
Well, yeah, just like in other racket sports, even like tennis and badminton, right? So there's the service box. What else is here? You must serve to the wall from one box, bouncing the ball into the receiver's area. And I just have to say, as we were talking about yesterday, you know, the squash ball is not as bouncy as a tennis ball. Rebecca, here, let's see if you can pick this up after the bounce.
One, two, three. Whoa! That was a really good throw.
Yeah, now you try to bounce it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, here, go ahead.
One, two, three. Okay. I'm so good at bouncing an unbouncy ball.
But it did take a lot more effort than when you throw a tennis ball, right? Now, when you're beginning to play squash, at first, you might need to warm up the ball, okay? It takes a little while for the ball to become a little more bouncy so that you can play squash. But let's continue with our lesson.
Yes, so back to talking about serving the ball. You must serve to the wall from one box, bouncing the ball into the receiver's area. But you must also aim above the front wall service line and below a top boundary. There's a lot of words in that sentence, but we want to focus on the word aim. If you aim somewhere, that means you point or direct something toward something that you want.
And this makes me think of the sport archery, with a bow and arrows, because you need to take that bow and those arrows and you need to aim the arrow at the target, right? Right in the middle. But I've also heard this word used in other ways to talk about having a goal. Some people might say, aim for the moon, okay? Or shoot for the moon. If you miss, you will land among the stars, right? So you have a goal when you are aiming.
And that's a really good quote, a great reminder. So, what are you aiming for, or what are you aiming at? Okay, so let's continue on. A low metal board called the tin is also a boundary for returns. Now, Gabe, I do have a question for you. Imagine you're playing a game, maybe a game of squash or a game of tennis, or maybe even racquetball, okay? And then the ball goes out into an area that's not considered part of the playing area.
It went out of play or out of bounds, right?
Out of bounds, that's what I was thinking of.
So that's a good phrase to know. And there's a lot of sports that have boundaries or limitations. And so if it goes out of bounds, that means you're playing outside of those boundaries. So you need to bring the ball back into play or inbound.
And sometimes the ball lands out of bounds and then the other team gets a point. Well, anyway, you know something, Gabe? I think most balls are kind of soft.
Really?
But what about hardball? Have you ever played hardball?
Yeah, okay, now I know what you're talking about. Hardball can only mean one thing. Let's find out about hardball in
the Info Cloud.
Hello. Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. Carolyn, what sort of news programs do you watch?
Well, I don't get my news from just one place. I think that today especially, it's important to check a lot of sources.
I think so, too. You know, I recently saw a news program called Hardball. Why is it named that?
Well, let's talk about the term hardball a little bit. Hardball is another name for playing in a really competitive manner. Now, there is a game called softball, which is a lot like baseball, but with a larger, softer ball. So when someone is playing hardball, it means that they behave in an unpleasant or threatening way to get what they want.
So I could say politicians are playing hardball when they publish negative ads against their opponent?
Yes, good example. And in the case of the news show Hardball, playing hardball means that they get aggressive when they look into the issues.
要了解 hardball, 我们要先看 softball. Softball 是垒球，相较于棒球，垒球比较大，比较软，也比较好打。Hardball 硬的球当然就是指棒球。后来呢，用在片语 play hardball 就表示采取强硬的手段。He is not afraid to play hardball. 他不怕采取强硬手段。So you want to play hardball? 你想跟我来硬的吗？Play hardball, 玩硬球常会用在商场上或是政治圈，形容以强硬的手段来对付他人。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
All right, this is great. You know, squash is a lot of fun. And how about this, Rebecca?
Uh-huh.
How about I'll play squash to you while you play handball with me?
But Gabe, there's a problem.
Huh?
I don't have a racket. I don't have a ball.
That's okay. That's okay. You don't need a racket for handball. You just need your hand.
Really?
Yeah.
But Gabe, I don't know how to play handball.
Oh.Well, that's the real problem. I think we need to find out how to play handball right now. Here.
Okay.
Go ahead. Now, yeah, hit it back.
It.
Hit it back. Yeah, hit it.
Okay. Oh, hey. I'm good.
Ta ingla.
Yeah, wa ingla ta shula.
Just a ball and some walls. American handball.Not to be confused with the vastly different team handball. American handball is similar to racquetball. However, you can play it with four walls, three walls, or just one. As the name suggests, this sport requires you to hit the ball with one hand. Gloves are needed by professionals. This game can be traced back to ancient Rome.And is said to be one of the oldest ball games in existence. That long-standing appeal is likely due to the game's very simplicity, creating fun from a ball and a wall.
All right, 继续我们看 vastly 这个副词。Vastly 是指非常或者是很大程度上的。例如 the student's grades improved vastly after he got a tutor. 这位学生请了家教之后成绩大幅进步。如果 vastly 要用来修饰形容词的话都是放在形容词的前面。例如 this compact car is vastly popular among female drivers because of its attractive appearance.这一辆小型车因为外形吸引人相当受到女性驾驶的欢迎。最后我们看 appeal 这个名词 P-E-A-L 这个字根有推动的意思，所以 appeal 是指吸引力、感染力或者是魅力，是一个不可数名词。例如 celebrities Instagrams have such appeal that many fans love to follow them. 名人的 IG 拥有极大的吸引力，因此粉丝们都喜欢追踪关注。或者是 the popular appeal of baseball in America created a multi-billion dollar industry. 棒球在美国的广受欢迎打造了数亿美金价值的棒球企业。Appeal 也可以当动词。例如 the brand was designed to appeal mainly to teenagers. 这个品牌的设计主要是要吸引青少年的顾客。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, here's the moment you've been waiting for. It's time for us to talk about American handball. And guess what, Gabe? I have a ball.And I'm ready to join these players for a game.
Oh, you are? Wait, is American handball the same thing as team handball?
Well, I'm glad you asked. But no, actually, they're vastly different.
Well, how do you know that?
That's what our lesson says. Our lesson says not to be confused with the vastly different team handball. And if things are vastly different, that means they're very different. But let's talk about this phrase right here. Not to be confused withYou can use this phrase when you're talking about something that is very similar to something else, but you don't want to confuse the two.
Right. So, for example, sometimes we just use that phrase, oh, I confuse this with that. Some people confuse my mom with my aunt because they are twins. They look almost exactly the same. But sometimes we use the phrase not to be confused with. For example, the word desert...It's not to be confused with the word dessert. Okay, don't confuse those words. One is an outdoor, hot, sandy area, and another is something tasty after a meal.
They are vastly different words, that's for sure. Okay, well, American handball is similar to racquetball. However, you can play it with four walls, three walls, or just one.
So you don't need... Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.I wonder which is the best way to play with how many walls. But our lesson continues. As the name suggests, this sport requires you to hit the ball with one hand. Gloves are needed by professionals. So what does this phrase mean, as the name suggests?
So basically, what this phrase is saying, that the name of the game, handball, gives you a clue as to what you need to do when playing this game.And so you can use this phrase when maybe you don't directly say what you need, but then the name might give you a clue.
And maybe you have to do a group project or something like that. Maybe you have to come up with a team name. Does your team name suggest something about what your group is doing? Or another thing that this makes me think of is studio classroom. You know, as our name suggests, we have an English class...In a studio.
Yep, that's right. We are right here in a studio. So as the name suggests, this sport requires you to hit the ball with one hand. Gloves are needed by professionals.
And Rebecca, that is exactly why I have brought a glove to our lesson here today. So now I'm ready to play handball as well.
Gabe, that's a baseball glove.
Huh?
And secondly, you are not a professional, so you do not need to be wearing a glove.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll just take the glove off and goodbye.
Yes, goodbye, glove. But we can continue. We read, this game can be traced back to ancient Rome and is said to be one of the oldest ball games in existence.
Now, what does that mean? If something is in existence, that means it exists. Okay, so a lot of games have been around throughout history, but if this is one of the oldest ball games in existence, it's been around for longer than any other ball game.
Exactly. Well, continuing on, that long-standing appeal is likely due to the game's very simplicity, creating fun from a ball and a wall.It actually is a very simplistic game. But let's talk about this word, very, and then there's a noun there. So you just use this word when you're trying to emphasize the noun.
It's kind of an interesting usage of the word very, because usually we follow the word very with an adjective, right? Oh, she's very beautiful. Oh, he's a very good singer, right? But here, the game's very simplicity.There's other ways we can use the word like this, okay? The earthquake shook the very foundations of the building, or his very presence is scary. Even before he says or does anything, he just looks scary. His very presence is scary.
I really, really, really enjoyed hearing those example sentences, Gabe.
Thanks, Rebecca.
And you know something else?
What?
I'm going to really enjoy?
Yes.
Is a review skit.
Oh, they're always great. Like that ball.
Let's do something fun.
Okay, what do you have in mind?
Let's try a new sport. Something with a ball and a wall.
A ball and a wall? Is that all?
Maybe a floor, but not much more.
Show me the way. I'm ready to play.
Okay. In these sports, the server hits the ball against the front wall, bouncing it back to the receiver. The receiver must return the ball to the wall before it bounces twice.
Sounds like a tennis rally.
Yes, it's a little the same. So let's choose a game.
Okay, what's the first choice?
Racquetball. You need a short-handled racket and a rubber ball that bounces.
Don't you need more than one wall?
Yes. During the rally, a side wall, back wall, or the ceiling can be used along with the front wall.
That sounds like squash.
Oh, squash is similar, but the racket has a longer handle. The ball is similar and less bouncy. There are also different rules for serving.
Are there similar games besides racquetball and squash?
Oh, yes. American handball. It's similar to racquetball. However, you can play it with four walls, three walls, or even just one wall.
Do you play with a racket?
Oh, no, no, no. Handball requires that you hit the ball with one hand.
Ouch.
Well, professionals wear gloves. Handball is one of the oldest ball games in existence.
Oh, why the long-standing appeal?
It's simple. Creating fun from a ball and a wall.
You can also create a little fun for yourself. Pick a sport and play.
Hey, do it today.
We're going to have a ball.
Oh, that's a good one.
Rebecca, do you know how I feel after learning about all these different racket sports?
No, tell me.
That maybe I should just stick to sports that I'm familiar with.
You mean like tennis?
Yeah, like tennis or badminton. Hey, let's go out and play tennis.
Okay, let's do it. Right here in the studio?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But first, friends, we need to say goodbye. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next time for another interesting lesson right here on
Studio Classroom.
Okay,
okay, over there. Ready? I'm ready. Friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.